This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
They've been able to pull several people alive from the rubble of the earthquake that wrecked parts of Turkey and Syria, but more than 21,000 people are known dead. The U.S. is providing millions in earthquake aid to Turkey and Syria. The AP's Donna Warder.
President Joe Biden says on Twitter that the U.S. aid includes medicine, shelter, and other supplies. He says our hearts remain with the people of Turkey and Syria. Meanwhile, the U.S. Treasury Department has issued a six-month license to allow U.S. earthquake-related relief to get through to Syria. That help otherwise would be prohibited by sanctions on Syria because of the civil war. Donna Warder, Washington.
Beijing says it refused a call from Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin after the U.S. shot down China's balloon off the coast of South Carolina because the U.S. had not created the proper atmosphere for dialogue and exchange. They're estranged now, but we're told former President Trump's then Vice President Mike Pence has been subpoenaed by the special counsel overseeing investigations into Donald Trump and his allies. The AP's Jackie Quinn.
The former vice president and potential presidential candidate Mike Pence received the subpoena in recent days, according to an inside source who spoke on condition of anonymity. It's part of a probe by special counsel Jack Smith, who's looking into allegations former President Trump and his allies worked to overturn the results of the 2020 election.
Russia hit targets across Ukraine with missiles and drones this morning, and the government of Ukraine's neighbor Moldova collapsed this morning as the pro-Western prime minister resigned. She said no one expected her government would have to manage so many crises caused by Russian aggression in Ukraine, she said. This is AP News. We're learning more about Tyre Nichols' traffic stop in Memphis. The AP's Ben Thomas.
The city of Memphis has released more documents related to the police beating of Tyre Nichols. Police documents reveal one of the officers who first approached Tyre Nichols' car did so while brandishing his gun. But Preston Hemphill later admitted he did not witness the reckless driving that was the justification for detaining Nichols. That traffic stop quickly escalated into a beating involving other police officers, and Nichols died 3 days later. Hemphill was fired last week, but he's not one of the five facing charges. The information detailing Hemphill's actions is contained in a request from the Memphis police chief to strip Hemphill of his police certification so that he can't work in law enforcement again. I'm Ben Thomas.
Chick-fil-A says it's testing its first plant-based entree, a breaded cauliflower sandwich, at restaurants in the Carolinas. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn. But hurry, these offers won't last forever. Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today.
Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week.
Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.